Open your Bibles to two places tonight, Psalms chapter 33 and Proverbs chapter 14. I want the young people to listen tonight. I want to share a message with them, and I'm sure most of them know this, but I want them to listen very carefully. I see trends happening in this nation that is really, really disturbing. I see two, three things happening. As most of you have been watching this Antifa movement. Bunch of young people covering their mouths, handkerchiefs, and they're in these liberal places, Oregon and places like that, Washington and down California, and they're just committing lawless acts. And the sad part about it is the mayors are squinching the police departments to not enforce as much, and they're letting things happen. And there's been several conservatives, different ones like that, hurt pretty bad. And I think it's sad when any city in America allows its citizens to overrun the law. I think we have enough military and we have enough law enforcement that we can keep anything like that from happening. I'm thankful that President Trump has sought to get on top of some of these gang menaced communities, especially this MS-13, where they're committing gruesome crimes. And I'm glad that he's cleaning some of that out of this country. I think it's sad when we have people that's supposed to be leaders thinking that you can leave the borders wide open and people like that don't come across. Also, I think it's sad, President Trump, when he ran upon Make America Great Again. Now he's running next term on Keep America Great. And I got thinking today when I left. We talked this morning about our country. And tonight I want to preach and I want to share with you a few ideas about what makes America great. Now some things, and the thing that disturbs me is this. We have some representatives and senators. We have some candidates for president on the Democratic side that has made the statement, when was America ever great? I think if they don't think America great, they ought to resign their positions. Number two, I don't think some of them deserves to have the position they have anyway. America tonight, and I want to be thankful to the Lord because we have America. And yes, I'm disappointed in a lot of things of America, but I'm thankful that God put me here. I'm thankful God put you here. And I want to share with you some things that makes America great. And I want you young people to listen. You're the voting block. You're the people that's being brainwashed into thinking that this nation was founded by a bunch of slave owners that cruel to everybody and misused justice. And you're the ones being brainwashed to believe that there's never been nothing in America great, and we're the great evil of the world. That's coming from our higher education. And like I said this morning, I believe probably in Sunday school, but I saw in Florida, a school teacher wrote on board, and some of them wouldn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. That they need to understand how privileged they were to live in a country where they had the freedoms that we have, and people lived and died for them. And not to be like some of the professional players. And my two cents is this. I haven't watched a professional football game in a long time, and I'm not planning on ever watching another one. When they're endorsing anti-law enforcement issues, I have no use for them. If they want to get political, then let their politics pay for it. I'm not going to pay for it. But anyway, they fired the teacher because some people objected. Now, he could say anything negative about our country he wanted to, and he'd still had his job. Look, if you would, in Psalms 33, in verse number 12. Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he had chosen for his own inheritance. Look, if you would, in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I don't know about you, Brother Jim, we was talking about before church, when he was 4 years old, is when the bombing of Pearl Harbor happened. His dad had one of these big radios about the size of this pulpit. All the neighbors come and gathered around. And he said he remembered when they were all gathered around listening to Pearl Harbor. Now, I remember seeing footage of Pearl Harbor and World War II and different Normandy and different battles like that. And I've seen little teenage boys charging with their rifles. Now it's more high tech what we do. But then we fought a lot of hand to hand. Close combat. And I'd see them running, jumping over dead bodies of their comrades, charging into the enemy, falling left and right because of their love for this country. And I thought, how dare anyone have the gumption? Several years ago, I had a boy come, and he had this idea. He just sat and ignored the Pledge of Allegiance. I told him, I said, if you can't pledge allegiance to the flag, find you another school. You're in the wrong place. How dare you? Can't pledge allegiance to a country that's got people that loves you that much, that's paid that price. This nation was founded by our forefathers, and I understand Indians was here, but our forefathers came and fleeing the oppression that they were getting in England and Europe, and they came to find a nation that would allow freedoms. And tonight I want to share with you, I picked some of these points up off of another thing I read, but I agreed with them, and I wanted to build upon them a little bit, but I want to list some reasons why America is great. One is the principles it was founded upon. What other nation was founded upon the principle of liberty and justice for all? I don't care who you are. You're supposed to have the same liberty and justice as anybody else. And people has left their homes and families and come here to set and had the foresight and sacrifice to pay the price to allow us. When you look at the values that they had, they were Bible-based values. Even lost people had more Bible-based values than what lost saved people do today. Now, I'm going to tell you something else about when America was being founded. Now, listen to me. Some people have criticized President Trump because he don't want a lot coming from a lot of other countries just coming here and jumping on welfare and living off welfare. We've got enough of those already. But I'm going to tell you something. When this nation was founded, our forefathers had no room for deadbeats. If you didn't work, you didn't eat. If you come to America and you was part of the founding of America, then what we did was they came and they made a way, and everybody pitched in. You could be all you could be, all you wanted to be, if you paid the right price. But our principles that it was founded upon, I praise God for our freedoms. Thank God we are free. Not all nations can say that, folks. We are free. Amen. Second of all, the values that our forefathers bore. They were honest. They were principled people. When you read the history of some of these guys, I mean, I just gloat in pride with the integrity that some of them had. And when you look, their word was their bond, and the values that they had. And therefore, that when they chose to give us liberty, we have liberty to worship. We have liberty to speak our minds. We have liberty to travel where we want to, exceed in life, do all the things that we need to do. And they based it upon biblical. I read somewhere where 92% of our Constitution was either directly or indirectly based upon the Word of God. So therefore, what we find is we find our forefathers, they had some character. Amen? They loved their families. They loved their church. And they loved the nation. Read about the Independent War. War of Independence. Read about some of the wars that we've had and see how much people loved our country. That gets me to the third point, the courage of our military to die and people to forfeit their lives on behalf of the other people. We don't have a nation where we, at one time we had drafts, now it's a volunteer. And people goes and they sign up. As Patrick Henry once said, give me liberty, give me death. And how many people has faced the enemy with that kind of attitude? My, when we look to sacrifices, and even right now, I see some of the, son, the mothers and fathers and wives get on TV, and their sons and daughters have been taken in war, and they look and they say, it broke our heart. But we're proud that they were willing to sacrifice for our nation. People like that, a military like that, is what makes this nation great.
Amen.
Amen. Also, diversity of people. We're not all the same. We come from different places, different countries, different languages, but we have the same rights. People that come and made up this country early in this country and the diversity of the people, when they came, they were proud to be Americans. This group today that comes, they're enemies of America, and therefore they don't even want to pledge to America. They don't want to carry the American name. And I say, stay where you're at. If America's good enough to give you a home and give you a country and give you a life, then you ought to pledge to America. Amen? I'm so glad that we've got a governor, and I know there's some things I haven't agreed with him on, but I'm glad that we're one of 13 states that's requiring all county school or all the public schools to put "In God We Trust" somewhere in the school. And somebody said, "Well, I just don't think we ought to put those kind of things in there." Well, what we need to understand is that without God, this nation would never have been what it is. Amen. The fifth thing that makes America great is the natural resources we have. We're one of the few nations in the world that can be self-sufficient. We don't have to depend upon anybody. At one time, we was dependent upon the Middle East for all of our oil, gas, because we had a bunch of liberal thinking people in charge that wouldn't even let us drill and have our own gas. I often said if we got in fight with the Middle East, all they had to do was shut our oil supply off, and what were we going to do? Now we're transporting more oil and exporting more oil than any other nation in the world. And we have an unbalanced supply. and the resources of wood and coal and everything that God put upon this nation. My, we have such a beautiful nation. You drive around this United States and we have such a diverse beauty in this nation. You can go and God has so blessed this nation. Everywhere you turn, you look and you see the beauty and how God has gave us the resources that we need where we didn't have to depend upon anyone. And the only reason why we're in debt is because we've had a bunch of people that was ignorant thinking in charge of money. Otherwise, there's no reason in the world that this nation should be in debt anything. Our last president, we owed $10 trillion until he came in from all the other presidents that's ever been. And after he got through, we owed $20 trillion. He doubled what we owed. You know why? He didn't care about this nation. Nobody can ever convince me that he cared about this nation. He was set to bring this nation down. He was set to try to elevate other nations and squash America because of the greatness of America. Not only that, the responders of America. I can speak firsthand in this. I had guys that worked for me that went all over the world when disasters happened. They gave themselves. And you look, whenever we were attacked in New York, how the firefighters and law enforcement charged in. Many of them gave their lives in different ways. They met people running down the stairs while they were running up the stairs, and some of them never came back down the stairs. I myself have been in many burning houses, not knowing if we would come out again. I put myself in situations, and not only me, but many of the people I work for. And you know what? We had several people work for FEMA in different places that worked for me. And whenever the cry would come, we would go in America. We send the resources. Most of the time, America gives more than all the other nations put together gives when someone's gone through a disaster. Even sometimes our enemies we've done and we rebuild their countries because of the responding spirit that we have in America. No other country in the world is like America that has that type of attitude or that type of a response. Not only that, the system of government that we've had. We were made to have a republic. Our forefathers had the foresight to make three branches of government co-equal. Therefore, we could have checks and balances within our government. We didn't have a king that was a monarch. We didn't have one side that did anything. The president, he can veto something, but then the Senate, if they want to, can override his veto if they got enough votes. But thank God that we have the type of government we have. And I understand corruption has crept into our government, but our forefathers had the foresight to give us a government that's lasted longer than any other type of government that ever lived and been more successful than any others. And in our country, you make a mistake, in 2 years, you can correct that mistake with election. And if it's a president, 4 years, you can correct that mistake. Senator, 6 years, you can correct that mistake. House of Representatives, every 2 years. And boy, I sure hope they correct the law of mistakes they made this last one. Yeah, amen. Amen. I hope people in Minnesota and people like places like that have grown a little sense since then. But anyway, what a constitution our forefathers gave us. What a document that had foresight. Young people, you don't understand what privilege you have in living here in America and how that the forefathers that set, the founders of this country, and I'll tell you what, nothing makes my blood boil anymore than to see a bunch of liberals tear down statues of our forefathers. The next thing that makes America great is our love for Israel. Israel is God's coveted people. From Genesis chapter 12, God promised any nation that would support Israel, God would bless that nation. And you know, I'm so thankful for our president. Had every president gone when they was running, they say, "Oh, we're going to move. We're going to move to Jerusalem. I can't think what the name of it right now. What is it?
Embassy.
I'm glad we finally had a president had enough guts to do it. And you know something else? I'm thankful that Israel didn't let some of those congresswomen come over there. And I'm glad the president spoke out on that. Some things he speaks out on kind of curves my blood a little bit. But other things, I'm glad. But I'll tell you this. Why would you let somebody that hates you want to come into your country? I don't understand why we even have them there, because a couple of them made the statement that America never has been great. We haven't in their opinion, because part of what made America great is our love and our support for Israel.
Right.
I'm glad that we built it back. You know, President Obama, he did everything he could to stir in. He gave money and did everything else to try to involve himself in the elections over in Israel. It was open. Nobody said nothing. The news media didn't say nothing about him going and interfering in Israel's election. But then all you've heard since President Trump is what Russia's interfered in theirs. And they haven't proved one ounce of proof of that. But it was obvious, and it was common sense, and it was well known among everybody that President Obama went and tried to get the current prime minister voted out. He put all kinds of air tax money into it, which is illegal, but not one word ever said. I'm glad that we have a nation that supports Israel. That's part of what's made this nation great. Another thing that's made this nation great, and you young people listen to me, look up here. Any of you, you live in a nation that any of you can be anything that you want to be. You might have to work for it, but you can be something. You can make something of yourself. You can be a bum. We got enough of them running around. I am thankful that we've cleaned up some of that mess. But you can be anything you want to be. Somebody sitting here may someday be a president. It's possible. Because of this nation you live in, you can be anything you want to be. You can go to any school, you can work, have a job. It's not true in every nation. That helps make America great to know. And that's why you see those people. I don't blame people for wanting to come in here. If I was living in other countries, I'd be wanting to climb over the wall too. I'd be wanting to go through the desert to get here. I'd be getting here any way I could probably. If I was living someplace and under suppression and making a dollar a day or something like that, and I could come here and make $8, $10, $12 a day, I think I'd make that journey. It's not them that I blame. I blame the politicians that won't correct it and won't fix it where they can come in legally, where we can know who's coming in. But when you come into this nation, you become part of this nation, you can be anything you want to be. Now, I'm telling you this, not everything that you aspire to be is good for you. But this is a land of opportunities. What a great nation we live in. I mean, look at all of us. We live in places probably far better than our parents ever thought about living. Most of us got 2-3 cars parked out in front of our vehicle, our house. Some's got even more than that. Me and Cliff, we got a few more than that, don't we, Cliff? But the point is we have been blessed. Last but not least, it's God who has given us the blessings that we have received. He blessed us because of our founding fathers. And because of what this nation was founded upon. He blessed us because we have been the ally that Israel needed. Why he had to turn his back upon the nation of Israel. And why Israel was not in his favor because of their rejection of Jesus Christ. But still yet, he has used America to not only defend Israel and be the greatest ally Israel has, he's used America to preach the gospel to every land in the world. 92% of all missionaries sent out has been sent out from this country. 90-some percent of all the money that went into foreign missions has been paid out of our pockets. 90%. 90 cents out of every dollar that ever goes to preach the gospel to a lost, dying soul in another country has come from this country. I'm proud and thankful that America is that great of a nation. So don't you let nobody tell you, young people, that America has not been great and is great.
That's right. Amen.
There are some things that need to be cleaned up. And I understand that evil men will wax worse and worse. But God has entitled you. And it doesn't matter who you are, what color you are, what creed you're from, what ethnic background, what handicaps you may have. You can excel in this nation because that's what a great place God has placed you into. And so don't you ever stop to thank and praise God and thank God for your nation. Righteousness will exalt a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And if we want this nation great again, we've got to keep these things alive and well in America.
Amen.
Where everybody has a right to have the same liberties as anybody else. And you come and it doesn't matter where you are, you have the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech. And I do think that they exercise that in a negative way way too much. But I understand this. Had more mothers and fathers raised their children and taught them, we wouldn't have the comments we're having from people. But that's a failure of the homes. But tonight, you may say, well, preacher, this is more of a political sermon. Well, I was thinking this morning when we was talking about how great America is. And I get tired of hearing some of these politicians stand up and say, when was America ever great? I want you to know America is great. And it's solely because of the blessings that God has provided to our nation. Amen. Let's stand tonight.